Is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this thing recorded? What's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grindr, Scruff, BGC, Chat, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, every single one of my bitches. Christian Mingle, and the lands all across the land. This is your girl, T.S. Madison, and I'm coming to you loud, loud, and in color from the marvelous chateau. And baby, tonight we have the sub. This is herself in the house. Miss
Kaya, baby. Kaya, what do you got to say to the girl? Quick, hold on. Is it on? Can you hear me? Kaya, bring your behind over here, girl. You done already got us kicked off of the Facebook, girl. Come over here and get... Come out that bathroom. Come out that bathroom, Kaya.
Girl. I done gagged and roast my lash off.
You done gagged and roast off your lash.
Mm-hmm. Gotta make sure it's fine.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, T.S. Madison, honey, a.k.a. the judge of reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting up here with my girl, Kaya Damas.
Yeah, a next caller.
Yes, and we are here. This is our very first podcast. Without it being pre-recorded show, this is a show that this is the after show. Sister.
They reported us.
They reported our video. They reported it, bitch. They reported it. They said, honey, that, that it was slanderous and all of the things, girl, honey. That's just what comes along with you when you telling the truth. They want to say you're reporting when you telling the truth.
Why are they reporting the gags?
The docket was so thick, the night it was thicker
this
than...
This is entertainment, people.
The docket was thicker than the uterus on the Escape Girls.
We are crude comics, you know.
You think so? You got to be crude comics?
I think we are. I always say that. And y'all going to have to take these jokes. You know, truth does hurt. But a joke is good for the soul.
Kaya, you know what? Do you think we going to get banned from everything that we do?
No. We came in the world banned. Banned. Bitch, we came in the world banned and we still kicked the doors down and made a way to be heard and seen and loved. So, no.
But, sister, you know what? It's amazing. It's just like that we got together and people really thought that, you know, they was going to, like, call you a one-hit wonder and me a fat dude.
One hit that's thick like grits. A one hit that's thick like grits.
Bottom line, bitch, we dealing with facts.
Yes.
You know I got more than one song.
Yes.
You know I got a hit that stick like grit.
Yes.
It might have came out 20 years ago, but it's still getting the same response that it got back then.
Yes.
Until you get like me, don't speak to me, don't say to me, bitch, goodbye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Sister, like, what is it like having this podcast, this amazing podcast, this amazing show? Like, what is it like? Like, you done teamed up with your transsexual girlfriend, your sister.
My twin sister.
My twin. Why? You know what? Somebody asked me the other day, said, Madison, why do you still hang around Kaya? Why don't you think that she's bad for your brand, this and the other? I'm like, bitch, I came in the dough bag. Let y'all tell it. I came in the door swinging my ding-a-ling around. Chichi, go out there and get our gavels, please. Get our gavels so off the bench down there. Yeah. Child, we done moved the bench downstairs, girl, honey, in the basement.
The court set coming along beautifully.
Coming along good. You know, we still working out the kinks. So, okay. So tonight we talked about us being kicked out of the escape, the Great Escape Extinct. Show or whatever, and we had our character witness, Eleanor. Eleanor chewing the Malcolm Rodriguez everlasting, ever standing.
Yeah.
Back back over there cooking, baby. Back is over there cooking. I mean, here's the thing, we've been kicked out of better places.
You know what? The bottom line is we're good at what we do.
Hold on, Kylie. We got to wait till Mama quit make this gravy over here.
Mama, you making gravy for Craig? You know, bottom line is we're good at what we do. A lot of people don't understand exactly what it is that we do, but we are professional business women.
But they say we make fun of everybody. We talk about everybody. We hate us. We miserable.
But that's our job.
We miserable, we hate
it. You know, it's a gagful job, but somebody has to do it.
Do you have fun doing
it? I do. I have fun.
What about when you go out in public? Are you worried about somebody putting their hands on you?
Never.
You've been roasting for a long time.
I've been roasting for a long time, and I've been out here since 2000. It's been 18 years pretty much, so we're going to round that off to 20.
Okay.
And I have always been blessed out here on the road. See, them hoes want to play these motherfucking games, but I really be in the streets. Yes, I be in my van. Yes, I promote my brand. Yes, I ride around in the Thug Mrs. Mobile like it's a Papa John's motherfucking truck. Walmart, McDonald's. You know? Yes, I do. You see all the other... See, the white people can get their trucks. They could be pest control. They can be motherfucking electricians. They can be plumbers and ride around in their family van, business van, and get money, and it's not a problem. But when the queen do it, I'm broke, tired, and through.
And delayed.
And delayed. But at the end of the day, for me, this is business. I've been an independent artist for 18 years, and I enjoy what I do. And I be in my motherfucking van, and I be in the hood. See, you know why them hoes ain't gonna see me to do nothing to me? Because them hoes is fake as fuck. They don't be in the hood. I be in the hood. I be with the people. I be with the children. I hustle my CDs, T-shirts, DVDs, and every motherfucker. Frozen cups, bitch, if you got some stamps for sale, I buy them half off. Bitch, if you got Wayfield accounts, Fingerhut accounts, Macy's accounts, bitch, if you got some gift cards, Home Depot cards, I take plywood, dry wood back. Bitch, just let me know what it is. Cause
what
I'm
you say, just send me the number.
Send me the number. But see, that's I'm a real bitch, but then they hate like I'm broke, like that ain't what they doing in every hood and every city and every trap around the
USA. Well, it's because they mainstreaming and they actually have.
I've never been mainstream. I've always been a boss. And bosses do what they got to do to promote and get money and brand themselves and be successful. And I think that we should be the face for that, because we goddamn sure learn how to turn some bad shit into a dollar.
Oh yes. Yeah, next case.
Next case.
Yeah. So I mean, we've been putting up. You know, when we first came out, our podcast was number 2 in Comedy Girl. Number 2. How amazing is that for us to just drop?
Especially when we ain't no damn comedians.
And we not even no comedians. And we
shout out to all the comedians out there. We love you, and we ain't trying to steal your job or your check, but we coming for the number one spot.
But we had just dropped, and when we dropped, we shot the number 2 on the iTunes chart.
I think the people like the real.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our first shows that we're doing, like, in between, because we're making sure that you guys are caught up. Like, we did the Queen's Court beginning. We did...
The Queen came back.
We did What's the Verdict? And then, what was it? Friday the 13th Massacre. And now we coming to, you know, ask you guys, how are y'all loving it? Are y'all really loving it? Are y'all loving being able to ride around in your car and listen to the Queens talk and gossip?
Lie while you working out.
Lie while you working out, honey. While you popping that coochie for a dollar. You feel what I'm saying? Like, how do you guys actually, like, really, really feel about the whole situation? Make sure that you are listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn. In honey, you know, Podbean. We are everywhere. You know what I'm proud of, Kaya? I'm proud that we are independent artists. I'm proud that we are independent artists, and we have the ability as independent artists to make as much money as we want in this world, and to also never have a person telling us what to do. We have 90,000 listens.
Yes.
on our new podcast. 90,000 listens in 1 month.
Number 2. We going for the number 1 spot.
Sister, we going all the way to the top.
We going all the way to the top.
What do you say to the people out there who say that we are miserable, tied through, and delayed? Because the only way that we... Wait a minute, hold on. Back a moving.
Yes, this is the late night after show. We are live and out live. Y'all,
yes, this will be live. And for those people that are watching on Instagram, this will be live on our podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to us on Spotify, on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, all of the things, all of the stuff. Make sure. And it is free. It's free. You ain't got to spend a dime to listen to the Queens. You ain't got to spend a time.
Tell a friend when you get ready to go to the gym, make sure you tune in to the Queens Court podcast and the Queens Court after party. Child, they reported us. They reported us and shut us down.
But our video's still up.
So y'all already know the Queens Court must be doing something motherfucking right to where the docket had to be cut short and we could not take any callers tonight because them haters reported us for roasting, gagging, and
but we will be back next Monday at the same place at the same time.
You know what? One thing, 100. I'ma just keep it 100. They have tried to shut my page down. They can't shut my page down because IG or Instagram or Twitter have never seen me tweet at or hashtag anybody. I follow zero people. I don't stalk people's page. No, bitch, I don't at nobody because I don't give a fuck about you to at you. I stay in my own lane. This is my page for my fans, for people who like what the fuck I do. If you don't like it, bitch, you shouldn't be here. We talked about that 10 blogs ago. But you can't shut me down because I'm not the instigator. I'm not the perpetrator. I'm not the liar. Bitch, I'm not the aggressor. I'm not the bully. I have my own lane. I've been blogging. We have been blogging and doing this shit for a very long time. We have been personalities, internet personalities. Both of us have been blogging and roasting and gagging.
Blogging, roasting, and gagging.
Some of you people, this is new for y'all. So that's what I say. Check out our old blogs. Check out our old roasting gags. Check out the Queen's Court 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And it's always been celebrity roast and gag, and we've just, you know, put it together and have made a business out of it, and now everybody is upset.
They just mad. It's just like, this is how I feel. If you don't want to be talked about and thought about, don't get on social media. And the reason why we chose to wear judges' robes and judges, hold on, Becca coughing. Hold on, Becca.
Becca!
Yes!
Yes! Chewing tobacco.
The reason why we chose judges' robes and judges' capes and a bench and all of those things is because you, the people at home, judge everything that you see. You judge everything you see on social media. You judge everything you see in the movies. You judge everything you see on TV. You judge clothes. You judge looks. You judge food. And we ain't doing nothing but...
And
we,
y'all mad at me because
we are a mirror reflection of who you really are.
Y'all mad at me because I be in the woods somewhere. Why y'all mad at me? Because I don't wear Gucci and Fendi and y'all act like I'm broke and tired and through because I ride around in my van and promote my brand and my business.
So you can't wear that. You got the only way that it looks
I
like
I got to have
you,
Gucci.
You got to
I got to play
Gucci.
The game.
You got to wear
y'all
Gucci.
Y'all so fool.
You got to be at the y'all industry so parties. You got to be at all the industry parties and lift.
I
got to
suck pussy on Sunday and fuck niggas on Monday. I got to fuck the producers.
Who do that? Who you saying do
suck
that?
Suck my best friend pussy, let her pass her niggas down to me. And I take her leftovers. I got to do all that.
Listen, if that's the only
I got to fuck the gazoos and act like I don't know they're a gazoo.
We coming out with a book of quotes so that you guys who are new to us can follow and understand what it is that we're exactly we're saying, like gazoo.
Bitch, what exactly the fuck I'm saying is why y'all hating on us and reported our page and got our show shit down tonight?
Sister, they ain't shut our show down.
You will never shut this motherfucking show down, but I don't appreciate y'all reporting us.
We was at 2 hours, girl. We was at almost 2 hours. It was time for
they
us
was
to
watching.
Go.
We was almost at 300,000 views.
We got it. We ended at 334,000. We ended at 300.
Why do y'all keep reporting the Queen's Court and the motherfucking Queen's Court goddamn Instagram videos? God damn.
Yeah, we was at 334,000 views when we ended. That's why we only alive right now. You know,
we
talking.
Trying to show y'all how a bitch take control of their own destiny and their own future and their own business. We getting the Queen's Court set all together. How did y'all like it?
I mean, you know, it's still.
I loved it.
I loved it. There are some kinks that we still got to work
but
out.
But that's fine. We'll do it. And, you know, we let them see what's going on behind the scenes. We let them know that we're putting our shit together. We own our shit. And we're putting our shit together. And I enjoyed the show tonight.
I really enjoyed the show. The show was fun. Somebody said the energy was off. This is when Chi-Chi knocked over my... Knocked the goddamn thing off. I really wanted to rain.
It had nothing to do with Chi-Chi. I think that the set made us kind of put everything a little farther back where we're used to being up close and intimate and they're used to our facial expressions mm-hmm. and everything else more close and intimate. Mm-hmm. So I think we just gonna have to get the cameras to pan in and out.
Well, we're gonna have a new filming technique come back next week when we get back next week. And I would have started the show back up again, but it was 1 o'clock in the morning. Girl, I'm tired.
You tired?
Bitch, I'm ready to pull this wig off. If you didn't turn your Instagram on, girl, this wig would have been laying on the floor.
That's because I had to let the Instagram family know that they reported us, child, and they shut us down. But we did, I could tell that it wasn't as intimate as we usually be, so we're going to have to just, you know, pan in and out. Because well, they got to see
They're going to have to get used to this, though. Because
that's how it's going to be when we get on the big screen.
Yeah.
But we could keep it the same.
And I'm not doing it from here. We're going to come and do this right here on the table. And it's on YouTube right now. Go to YouTube. It's up there right now.
You got it up. I like the set.
The set is cute.
I like it.
Somebody said, bitch, y'all sit behind a fireplace, show wheels, and we got...
Yes, because we're roasting, bitches. We need to be sitting behind a fireplace.
We got that and a fight. We got that, and we got benches built. We had all this stuff together. This why I said we were so real. Like, if we got thrown out of that escape foolishness, don't you know we would have had the video camera live. We done had that bitch live saying, girl, we is getting tossed ass up.
Don't y'all think if we investing our time and money, we have to be making money?
That we broke, sus, and we late and we tired and through and delayed.
Bitch, I was going to that escape concert to shut that shit down, and they knew it. The Queen's Court was about to shut that shit down.
Baby, but listen. Somebody from the camp stepped in and was like, which we really didn't care because they talked
about... The same people who reported us and got us shut down.
Oh, girl.
I done blocked you. I done deleted you. Why is you calling and reporting and getting us shut down? If you don't like it, don't watch. Because, bitch, we ain't going nowhere.
We will be back next Monday. We will be back on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
I told you, motherfuckers, you ain't going to run up on no anaconda.
We will be back.
Keep running up on the Queen's Court.
www.thequeenscourt.com. www.thequeenscourt.com. We are still in the beginning phases of, you know, that
building the website.
So I mean, whatever you might see, it may look like that on Monday, and then Friday it may look like something else.
The merchandise is coming, you guys. Much love to Team Queen's Court. You know, all of the support y'all been posting, videos y'all been sharing, liking, going to battle with the motherfuckers in the comment sections, and we damn sure appreciate it. We doing big things for 2018. The Queen's Court, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. thequeenscourt.com. I'm excited.
I'm really excited, sister. I'm excited. The podcast that we sitting here doing now, I'm super excited because I just feel like nobody can hold you down. Nobody can't stop you. Nobody can't.
When you your own boss.
When you your own boss. Like, you can call, report, click, do all of the extra stuff. We gonna be back. We roaches.
I told them roaches be everywhere.
We roaches. We survive the nuclear bombs. We roaches.
We do.
We survive, sis. We survive. I'm telling you, somebody asked me, why do you hang around Kaya? Why this and the other, whatever? I said, first of all, what you don't understand, Kaya is a mirror reflection of me. Kaya is her own boss. She's not liked because of the things she said. Y'all hoes ain't like me when I first came in here. Y'all may love me now because, you know what I'm saying, I jumped up and I was doing my thing. But y'all hoes ain't like me. Y'all ain't like me because I pointed at that same picture that's over there on the wall. And I said, bitch, who the fuck condo that is over there on that wall when y'all hoes talking about me swinging my ding-a-ling at the front door of my door? Y'all hoes talking about she fat, nasty. It's the same shit y'all saying today. Fat, nasty, tranny.
But it's fat, nasty, tranny. Tied through, get your teeth fixed.
One hit wonder.
Y'all talk about us like a dog, but when we say something, that's why we say they can give it, but they can't take it.
Right.
We don't say shit when y'all talk about us like a dog. Y'all make up news, print up fake shit, put a bitch out there in the streets. I have all kind of ugly ass pictures.
You said, they said Lil Uzi was your baby.
Lil Uzi was my baby. I got that shit.
Oh, yeah, they said you got AIDS. They said I got AIDS.
We got that shit.
Yeah, you know.
Every time y'all post a picture, it's the ugly.
They say I snort powder because my nose be running.
Mine be running too. Bitch, it's because I'm mean, bitch. My nose be sweating right here. Ask your grandmama, when your bitch nose sweat right here, up here, always got to be. Bitch, that's because you finna get roasted. Ain't nobody snorting no powder. Y'all ain't got no pictures. Y'all always be trying to dig up old ass dirt, bitch. Y'all ain't got no motherfucking pictures. Y'all ain't got no proof. Y'all ain't got no video. I ain't sucking no dick. I ain't got no motherfucking.
Well, they got videos of me sucking dick.
Well, that's fine, but they ain't got none of me, bitch. That's why I can talk about them dirt ass hoes.
Well, sis, that's why when you be talking about them, I come and I say, hold on, hold on, sis, because I suck dick.
Y'all ain't got no pictures of me snorting no powder. Y'all time.
Hold on, sis, because I suck dick on video.
Y'all got one picture of me with them big pretty titties. I was going to my dressing room, motherfucking getting ready to leave, bitch. Yes. I went on stage with a chain shirt on, them titties was seeing y'all, bitch. Yeah.
Girl, oh, they said your titties did look like bologna.
Yeah, bitch, your man would have sucked them bologna ass titties. So y'all keep pulling that same picture from 1999. Then the next thing y'all holler, oh, get your teeth, bitch. When I get my teeth fixed, what y'all gonna do then? Bitch, my teeth is bucked, bitch, they mine. I don't give a fuck. That's all y'all can say. So when I get my teeth fixed, what y'all gonna say then? That's all y'all can say. Y'all ain't got no dirt on me. So y'all wanna report me and sus. Y'all wanna pull up old shit and Maddie when she was slinging up big dick all out her door. Bitch. stop that bullshit.
Child, it don't matter. Since one thing in this world, I have never been one to try to fit in with everybody else.
Is there like, a dentist out there that wants to do some free work for these teeth so these hoes can stop talking about these goals that's in my mouth? Because I ain't taking them out. Is there a dentist out there that wants to promote their business on the Queen's Court that can fill in these gaps and shine up these goals in this buck-ass mouth? I ain't getting no braces at 40, so, bitch, give me them fake buck-ass teeth that all the rest of you hoes got in your motherfucking mouth, bitch.
Oh, you talking about
those? Is there a dentist out there that
wants to... You talking about those big horse teeth?
Them big ass... Horse me up. Is there any dentist out there that'll give me some stallion teeth for free? I will promote your business on the Queen's Court. Give me some stallion teeth. Girl, you all you got to say is, bitch, get your teeth fixed. Bitch, yuck mouth, bitch. All that.
You want that Mr. Ed mouth.
Bitch, and I'm still more pure than you motherfucker.
You want that Mr. Ed mouth.
If there a dentist called the Queen's Court, I will do a full mouth restoration and promote your business. I ain't taking these goals out now. Fix everything else. Bitch, we from the dirty side. We got goals. We got crusty ass goals in our mouth. The goals make our teeth be buck. Fill them in, Dennis. I'm going to promote your Dennis on the Queen's Court. Fuck it. Help a hoe. Start a GoFundMe, bitch. Because after that, what y'all hoes going to say?
Yeah, sis. They going to... It's, you know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
I'd rather have black and yellow teeth than a black and yellow pussy.
That's a bumblebee pussy.
I'd rather have black and yellow teeth, bitch.
Don't give me a mansion.
I don't appreciate y'all bitches reporting us.
House on
for telling the truth. You don't like that shit? So you don't give a fuck, sis?
Don't give me a man. With a shot of three, but just give me a pussy.
You want a pussy?
No, I don't.
You don't.
I ain't never need. I ain't had no need for one. You see all this money I made it with these titties and this dingling that I got. All the money I made my titties and dingling and hoes. You like, you get so bitch. You made your money laying on your back, but you didn't make none, and you still laid on yours.
Forgiving no good at niggas. Don't buy
a nigga. That's what I can't understand. How you gonna be, but don't hate the player, hate the game. You just didn't know how to play it. So it's just like they be talking about, so y'all see here on the video on YouTube and Twitter, Instagram, and
talking to Cuda Brown.
Talking about people, and you know y'all ain't got no life. Bitch, we get paid to do that. Just cause you don't know how to do view conversions, don't mean we don't. See, this the problem with people. People say you tied through a delay because you're not doing what they do.
Right.
You're not trying to fit into the what they do. They don't understand because it ain't never worked out for them.
Because all they know how to do is this. This all y'all know how to do. This all y'all hoes know how to do. If a bitch ain't doing this right here, y'all don't understand.
But guess what? They still get up and they even had a chicken box. They ain't got paid for none of that. Coochie hole toe up from the floor up. And they ain't made a dime. But want to talk about a bitch who tells your nigga, you can't get none of this good yum yum bitch until you pay me. You go home and fuck your hoe for free, but you gotta pay me.
Cause every man wants a
woman. What they say?
Every man wants a woman.
Wait, I can't hear you. Wait, you gotta go a little lower.
Every man.
During daylight hours, but when that fuck nigga go to sleep.
Girl, this, you know, I just. It's sus. What we gonna do?
We gonna keep on grinding and shining on these bitches, and y'all keep tuning in to the Queen's Court. You understand me? Queenscourt.com, our podcast. Y'all make sure y'all subscribe and write a review. If you team Queen's Court, make sure you keep going to battle for us. Make sure you like, share, and send in more information for the docket because we are enjoying the roasting game.
Yeah, we are, honey. We done internet. What we at now? We got almost 400,000 views in like
400,000 views.
And it ain't even a day. Listen, we get them
a TV. Day. We, 1 hour. Y'all bitches just reported us and got us shut down 45 minutes ago. And we had a 500,000 views on
it. Right. And them TV shows got to wait a whole week before they get there, right? Them TV shows got to wait a whole week before they get the
send me the number.
Baby, people lie, but numbers don't, bitch.
Numbers don't lie. Yeah.
Listen, okay, our Instagram is the Queen's Court Official. That is the Queen's Court Official. Our Twitter is the QC Docket. Our Facebook is the Queen's Court page. That's the Queen's Court P-A-G-E. The Queen's Court P-A-G-E.
Yes. Yes. Subscribe today.
Our when you look for us on iTunes, it is the Queen's Court. We're the podcast on iTunes. When you're looking for us on Spotify, listen, daughter. Listen up. Daughter, listen.
Daughter,
subscribe, bitch.
Hit the
subscribe button. It don't cost you absolutely nothing to make us rich. It's free for y'all. Yes. Thanks, daughter.
Yes. Much love to everybody that's been supporting the Queen's Court. Y'all already know. Next caller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, child, we tired, child. Mama in there making some kind of stew, baked song.
Baby, mama made some baked spaghetti.
Let me tell you something. Becca got on that. Listen, let's talk about Becca on the stage tonight.
Did you see Becca on the stand?
Becca got on the stand tonight.
Becca swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
So help me God. And Becca, Becca was nervous.
Tell the truth. Them hoes been lying. Just like they lie about how many dicks they done sucked and fucked, they'll lie on us.
I don't know none of those people's kind.
Becca was nervous.
I'm always nervous in front of that camera.
Mama, they love you.
Everybody, yeah. But that's all right.
But you got some, but it's some good ones out there because that's all they said in the comment.
Everybody didn't love Jesus. Everybody didn't fit. He didn't fit in. He didn't try to make himself fit in with others. Some of you ain't supposed to fit in with everybody.
Well, that's right. Now, Becca said that. You heard Becca?
Yes.
Some of you motherfuckers, you ain't supposed to fit in with everybody else. Well, go against the grain.
It's scripture about that.
Look at the shorts. We didn't even have the picture, and they got the picture.
Girl, these people be putting the picture up on him in his shorts.
They the ones sent the picture. We couldn't even pull up the picture.
Girl, you know I blocked that sissy, honey. I ain't gonna even say his name on here. And don't you block this eye? Cause
he was getting registered.
I call him a sissy. Kyle, you did. I blocked that sissy. That sissy is over there going crazy. He on radio shows talking about us, girl. Right
no.
now, he on radio shows talking about.
Is he
us.
The one that reported our page?
Girl, probably. Who knows?
Oh, that was someone with.
They reported the page, Mama. They said the video got to be shut down.
No, the video's still up there though. They didn't do nothing. We will be back Monday. So get your report.
Monday night, 10 p.m. Color Folks Town. Y'all make sure y'all join us for the Queen's Court and be a part of the growth.
Yes, we do.
Is we through?
I don't know.
We ain't take no callers tonight.
Oh, we ain't take no callers, child. We is tired.
Y'all know we sorry about not taking the call. You know what? The Queen's Court, we're going to shorten our docket. I know y'all been sending thousands of cases in, but we're going to have to narrow all of this down to 10 cases so we can be able to get the calls and the gags. We're going to have to stretch it out because the docket gets so juicy, we can't get the callers in.
Thick thighs, extra juicy.
Yes, y'all send all this dirt to the Queen's Court, and we try to touch everything. Everybody want the commentary on so many things, we haven't been able to get the calls. But next week, we're going to have to shorten the docket to 10 cases so we can get the calls in, and then we'll also be doing a pre-show and an after show. So tune in and represent everything Queen's Court. That's what's up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we gone, honey. We love y'all, but child, we gotta go. I don't know where y'all going, but y'all gotta get the hell out of here.
Good night.
Good night, everybody out here in podcast land. We love you.